Welcome, listener. Today, we're embarking on a deep dive. We're looking at a connection that, well, honestly, it's pretty unexpected, pulled from some specific sources.
Yeah, it really is.
Our mission, really, is to dig into one single, quite powerful statement.
Yeah.
Something that might just shift how you think about certain markets.
Exactly. It's a great example, actually, of how just one little piece of information, maybe even just a sentence, can shine a light on a connection you probably hadn't thought about before.
Mm.
It sort of prompts us to look at markets we think we know, but maybe through a new lens, a much broader one.
Okay, so the material we're working with today includes some bits from Self-Defense Gear Market Trends. And the thing that just jumps right out, the part that really grabbed our attention, is this direct quote.
Right.
It says, self-defense gear shapes outdoor equipment market.
Yeah. Shortened to the point.
It really is. Okay, let's try and unpack that a bit, because yeah. I think for a lot of us, you hear outdoor equipment and your mind immediately goes to, you know.
Tents.
Yeah.
Hiking boots.
Yeah. Exactly. Tents, boots, maybe climbing gear, that kind of thing. Self-defense gear. Things like, say, pepper spray or stun guns. That usually feels like a whole separate category, doesn't
completely
it?
Completely different box.
Yeah, so the idea that one is actively shaping the other, I mean, that's not just saying they exist near each other.
No, no.
It's a really strong claim, a definitive statement about influence.
And that's what's so fascinating here, isn't it? That direct assertion. The source isn't just suggesting, oh, these markets are kind of related or they sit side by side on a shelf.
Right.
It's explicitly stating that the self-defense side of things is influencing, maybe even actively changing, the landscape of what we traditionally call outdoor gear.
Mm.
It points to this really compelling interplay. And the source seems to suggest it's driven by, well, evolving consumer priorities, changing ideas about safety, especially when people are out doing outdoor activities.
So how does that shaping actually happen?
Yeah.
How does it manifest? Because it's probably not just like finding a small pepper spray kit next to the compasses in a camping store.
No, it's likely more subtle than that.
Right. The source seems to get into the sort of subtle but quite significant ways this influence actually works.
Mm.
For instance, it mentions seeing more demand for outdoor clothing apparel that uses tougher materials, like cut-resistant fabrics. Stuff that maybe first showed up in tactical gear or, you know, gear specifically for self-protection.
And now it's in hiking pants.
Yeah. Or jackets you'd wear for a normal hike. That kind of integration.
Exactly. Or think about GPS trackers, personal locator beacons, PLBs.
Okay.
Obviously, they're crucial for safety if you're way out in the remote wilderness. But you see them becoming more common now, even for just, like, casual outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
And that could be linked to this heightened sense of needing personal security.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The source points to things like watches, maybe with built-in emergency buttons, or backpacks that are designed with hidden pockets, pockets that are easy to get to for safety items.
Discreet access.
Right. It's like preparedness is expanding. It's not just about being ready for the weather or getting lost anymore.
It includes personal security as well.
Yeah, that seems to be the idea.
That really does make sense. It pushes us to think beyond just the obvious product combinations, doesn't it? We have to consider the why behind it.
The motivation.
Yeah, the motivation. Are people looking for gear that's tougher, maybe more multi-purpose, because they just feel a greater need for personal security overall?
The report kind of suggests that the whole design philosophy of outdoor products is sort of quietly shifting. It's integrating these safety or security features almost like they're standard now, not just an optional extra.
Right.
Like imagine a trekking pole. It helps you balance, sure, but maybe it's also designed with materials or features that, I don't know, make it a more effective deterrent if you actually needed it to be.
Which raises a really important point, I think, about how we even categorize markets. We tend to put them in neat little silos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor gear here, self-defense gear over there.
Yeah, separate aisles. Exactly. But this statement, this idea, it forces us to consider how consumer needs kind of cross-pollinate between those silos.
Mm, cross-pollinate. I like that.
Yeah. If worries about self-defense are starting to influence what kind of backpacks get made or which navigation tools become popular, well, that points to something pretty fundamental changing in how people approach being outdoors.
How they prepare for it.
Exactly. How they prepare. It suggests this blending of purposes where utility now covers a much broader range of what people feel they need.
And it seems like it's not just the products themselves, the physical design. The source also mentions how this trend might be affecting marketing, branding within the outdoor industry.
How so?
Well, you might see outdoor brands starting to subtly emphasize how durable their gear is or how rugged it is
Right.
in ways that also kind of hint at personal safety, even if they never actually use the word self-defense.
Ah, so it's about appealing to that underlying concern.
Exactly. It's like they're catering to a consumer
Yeah.
who's increasingly looking at outdoor adventures through this lens of maybe holistic preparedness, being ready for anything.
Right. And if we pull back, look at the bigger picture here. This single statement, this quote from the source, it really offers a fascinating glimpse, doesn't it, into how consumer needs are evolving and how markets are, well, adapting. It suggests this subtle, maybe, but pretty significant shift in what preparedness or security actually means to people when they're doing outdoor stuff and how that shift is driving innovation, sometimes in places you wouldn't expect.
So wrapping this up then,
Yeah.
what does this all mean for you, the listener? I think this observation we've pulled from the source is a great reminder that the things influencing product development, market trends, they aren't always the obvious ones.
Yes, not always direct.
No, sometimes the deepest shaping, the most profound influence, comes from these intersections that seem at first glance unrelated,
Yes.
driven by these sort of deeper shifts in how consumers think and feel.
It definitely gives you something to think about.
It really does. And it raises an important question for you to maybe mull over. What other trends, things that seem distinct or maybe even niche, might be quietly shaping the much bigger, more general markets you interact with every day? And specifically, what could this connection we've talked about between self-defense gear and outdoor equipment tell us about broader changes in society?
Yeah.
Or maybe evolving priorities around safety versus recreation in the world today?